T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Michael Greer from Greer Financial is back with us. Do you feel like you've been beaten up all week, or is this the thrill of it? It's the excitement of being a financial advisor after a week like this.
Well, you know, you always see those videos of the guys that they drop into these 40-foot waves and they ride them down. You know, that's kind of how the first part of the week felt.
Riding it down,
and then it's kind of, you know, we got to the bottom and we sloped back up a little bit yesterday. Yesterday was nice little stabilizing and recovery. So look, you know, they got the pipeline. They paid their $5 million and got it rolling again. And looks like they're saying that gas should get back to, you know, supplies on the East Coast should be in the next few days. They should get it back to normal. So what's crazy though is it just shows you how it's like a powder keg. You know, one major issue can cause the entire market to have, you know, short term huge waves of up and down. So, and that's part of it.
I took note yet last night. I was reading about Tesla saying that they won't accept Bitcoin for payments anymore. And the excuse, I still don't think I understand Bitcoin, because they talk about mining it. And really, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, is it like diamonds? You've got people, you know, digging in the dirt for it. So I still don't get it. It's electronic, but they're saying it's an environmental concern that mining for Bitcoin uses up too much electricity. Must not understand this.
Well, I don't think many people do. It's funny though, because what it is in order to mine one coin, the processor capability that you need is very, you know, I guess one processor or computer can mine it, but it's going to take you a while. So in order to mine the billions that, well, I guess each coin has a limited number of whatever the algorithm is to produce a coin for that algorithm. And so in order to do that quickly, they've got to have, like in China, they've got underneath the dam, they have major, major computers that are mining Bitcoin. And so the energy output and all the rest. I think it's kind of ironic, though, that Tesla, of all the people, you know, they mine lithium to create those batteries, which is terrible for the environment. And you know, currently, now they're working on changing this, but currently, how do they produce the cars? You know, how do they manufacture them? They're using fossil fuels. Right. It's just ironic. You know, it's like, but they are.
No one's being honest about this environmental movement these days. It's like a magic trick. Once you look behind the curtain, you realize, holy cow, this is not what I thought I was looking at when I was on the other side of the curtain.
And
it's ugly.
As long as you pay the right people. You got to pay the right people to get your offsets, and then you can do whatever you want. So it's kind of a scam. But yeah, so it's you know, anytime Musk mentions anything, you know, you're gonna have some ups and downs. It moves, and Doge or Doggy, it rallied because he said, you know, he was going to he got Bitcoin out, and then now he's saying he's working with them to develop, you know, help their systems and transactions and stuff like that. So it's quite a little game that they got going on.
Well, listen, we got tax stuff next week, right? So we should probably talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the ending of the never ending. It's not quite as long as last year's season, but yeah,
but it's close
next week. Yeah,
and I
yeah.
think you know this is when this forces people to deal with their finances, even if they're like me and they hate to face reality. So yeah. Your phone will be probably ringing off the hook next week. I'll give people the number just in case you want to get a jump on that. It's 427-7784 if you want to talk to Michael about your investments and get some hand holding, maybe some guidance. You can email Michael and ask him some questions at michael@greerfinancial.com. You got 50 grand or you got 5 million. Michael is one of the guys you want to talk to try to get some guidance about how to wind up on retirement day in a safe place. Michael Greer, Greer Financial Group. I'm always happy to talk to you. Hope it's a good weekend.
Thanks so much. Hey, have a great weekend.